After lunch, Alan said, I would like to ask His Holiness a question. Do you think that, at least at the level of gross mental functioning, there are likely to be neural correlates for each state of mind? The Dalai Lama replied, There is no reason to believe that the very subtlest state, called innate mind, would have neural correlates, because it is not physical. But for all other mental processes that manifest throughout the course of a human life, it is certainly possible. With his mention of innate mind, the Dalai Lama broached a topic that has been one of his strong personal interests in brain science. His Buddhist perspective included the notion of the continuity of mind on the subtle level. That is, while he agreed with neuroscience that gross mental events correlate with brain activity, he also felt that on a more subtle level of consciousness, brain and mind are two separate entities. These considerations led the Dalai Lama to another line of questioning that might allow for the possibility of a subtle awareness that can drive the brain and body. He said, There is no question that the body's various states of good or bad health influence mental states. That has been very well established. But I am interested in the extent to which the mind itself and specific subtle thoughts may have an influence upon the brain. In that case, it would not be a one-way correlation of brain to mental activity, but a correlation of mental activity to the brain.